WHYY's education, gun violence, and health reporters teamed up to learn how gun violence in Philadelphia is impacting students. The story is part of our series, Safe Place. The School District of Philadelphia launched a pilot program at the start of the school year that posts adults around six high schools at dismissal time in hopes of reducing violence near campuses. The program may expand to 12 more schools in the next 2 years. At the end of January, an Overbrook High School student was shot and injured on his way to school, making the need for safety measures on and near campus even more clear. WHYY's Sammy Kayola visited the new Safe Path program.
I showed up at West Philadelphia High School 5 minutes before dismissal on a Friday. School monitor Malik Smith was scoping the perimeter like he was planning a football play or a battle strategy.
Right here, this is the exit right here. When we walk up, you'll be able to see it's like a shortcut through the school.
He walked quickly around the corner.
On this side, we pretty much know we ain't got to be on nobody on this side because it's just all U-Haul.
Past some parked cars.
When I come down, you know, we always look at cars and all that, make sure ain't nobody just lurking around.
Smith is one of about 40 trained adults spread across six high schools this fall. The program is a response to the city's continued gun violence crisis.
And we just back up the school police who back up the Philadelphia police.
Eric Rose is the district's assistant director of restorative programs and services.
We're looking to increase their feelings of safety and security, and we're looking to put trusted members of their communities on the corridors that they can trust with information, they can build rapport with.
The monitors are hired by a nonprofit called the Institute for the Development of African American Youth. They're asked to provide mentorship to kids and escort them to their homes on request. Safe Path is modeled after a similar program in Chicago. Their police department reports that violent crime along the Safe Passage routes during school hours decreased by 14% since the effort started in 2009. Attendance has improved, too. The day I went to West Philadelphia High, a scuffle broke out among a big group of kids right at the back exit of the school. A few students started shoving each other, while other kids circled around with their phones out and filming. Malik Smith stepped in between the kids, and the fight petered out. He says this happens about twice a week.
It's just a bunch of arguing and shoving and pulling on clothes and you know what I mean? Just angriness.
I talked to some teens about the frenzy. They didn't want to share their names. On September 23rd, someone shot a gun at the end of a football game at their school. Nobody was injured.
It was bad.
Nobody got shot, though.
Nobody got hit this time, though.
I asked them why this is happening.
I got hate, or they beefing with somebody in the field.
They know somebody at the game, and they come and start shooting up for nothing.
Smith says the answer is showing kids that adults care about them. That might mean walking them to the bus or their car, or just talking to them about their futures.
Yeah, we go around and everybody say what their dream is.
Well, my dream, I want to become a basketball player.
My dream is to be a dermatologist. My dream is I want to be a nurse.
The school district of Philadelphia originally put $500,000 into the Safe Path program, and they're allocating another $250,000 to expand it. They'll be looking to hire dozens more adults to serve as monitors on 12 new campuses. The Penn Injury Science Center has also been awarded more than $2 million in state funding to expand the Safe Path program. Sammy Kayola, WHYY News.